Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I just would like to apologize for being late. I was just on the phone. When I finished the shiur right before this, somebody called, and I didn't realize how late it was. Please excuse me. In the parasha, the Torah talks about Lo'seinu Ishes Amisoi, that, the way Chazal understand, the Torah talks about Einoa two times in the parasha, and meaning to say to sort of fool somebody in your dealings with him, or be ma'ane him, you know, cause hardship and pain to somebody because of what you did. And Chazal understand that one is talking about Oinoas Momen, and one is talking about Oinoas Devorim. Oinoas Momen just means that you have in your dealings with somebody else, that means, let's say you would like to sell something to somebody else. I want to sell you a cell phone. And, you know, I talked to you about the mila of the cell phone, and I sell it to you, and I sell it to you for a price that if you go around town, you'll see that, you know, the price of the cell phone is basically very similar. You know, they're within a certain price range, and I go and I charge you a 1/6 higher than what the price range is in, the highest part of the price range in town, and I charge you a 1/6 more than that, that's called Oinoa, and you're not allowed to do that, it's Osir Min HaTorah. But then there's something called Oinoas Dvorim, where a person with his words just hurts somebody else's feelings by the way he expresses himself. So Chazal use a moshel, but I would like to give I'd like to give you a moshel which I once witnessed to a certain degree, which to me was a classic example of Einoas Dvorim. There was this shul, and they had a time for davening on Shabbos, and the zman that they davened that davening started when you got to zman kriyashma. When you got to kriyashma, it was after the Mogen Avraham zman, meaning to say it was before the Goyen zman, before the Groz zman, but it was after the Mogen Avraham, meaning to say that according to the Mogen Avraham, you were not Yoytze Kriyashma anymore because it was too late. There's a Machlekes, the Mogen Avraham and the Goyen, when you start calculating 3 hours into the day, do you start calculating from Alois HaShachar, or do you start calculating from Netzach Hama? And so obviously, according to the Goyin, if you start calculating from Netzach Hama, the end of Zman Kriyashma is later than the Mogen Avraham. Here, it's always 36 minutes. Mogen Avraham Zman is always 36 minutes before the Goyin Zman. So somebody, a new Baal Tshuva, somebody was a Baal Tshuva who started learning and started being a medagdik in mitzvahs, comes into shul and comes over to the president one day and he says, you know, why can't you do it that we could that we could make the Mogen Avraham Zman instead of just being yaitza with the Goyen Zman? Why not the Mogen Avraham Zman? So, you know, the president was visibly, he was upset. Take a look at this newcomer, you know, and he's coming and he's giving us, telling us to be machmer, and you know, telling us what to do. So he says, a year ago you were eating Nevelos and Treifus, and now you're telling us what to do. That's called a Noaz Dvorim. That's called a Noaz Dvorim. The way the person said it, maybe, you know, he didn't say it with the most tact. I'm talking about the person, this recent Baal Tshuva, didn't say it with the most tact. It's right. But to go then and to tell somebody, you know, a year ago you were eating Nevelos and Treifus, and you're going to come and tell us what to do, that's called emesoy noaz dvorim. So you can hurt somebody with your words, and they're so powerful. Words have such a power to harm somebody, and they're so biting, and it can, you can just imagine what it can do to a person. Here, I'd like to be this Baal Tshuva for a second. You know what, halavai, I should be a Baal Tshuva, but, you know, I'm this Baal Tshuva, recent Baal Tshuva, and it took me so much, there was such great willpower and inner strength for me to make this decision to change my way of life. And take a look, and I exhibited such strength, inner strength, and beauty, really beauty. I always think to myself, would I not to be raised in a frum family, would I have had the inner strength to be able to, you know, withstand the environment that I grew up in, and withstand the environment of my family and friends and everything, because I'm understanding a little more about the importance of life and the beauty of being a Shomer Mitzvahs. You can't imagine what kind of inner strength it takes to make that kind of a decision. So, and here he says, so somebody comes and he says, a year ago you were eating the Nevelos and Treifus. You know, it takes the whole wind out of my sails, all the strength that I have to withstand everything about me. And I say, if this is what people can treat me, you know, what's it all worth? You just realize what the power of words, or sometimes it's not, you know, what that it can do to a person and how harmful it can be. So, and if something like that has occurred to harm somebody and to hurt somebody, imagine the opposite, that when you can tell somebody a good word, and an encouraging word, and a loving word, and when, you know, somebody, all of us need encouragement, and all of us need warmth, and when you show somebody that, it could change, you know, the whole direction of a person's life and a person's day, when he sees somebody else considers him and respects him and looks up to him. It just is. It means everything in the world. I just want to say, not so long ago, I was in shul Friday night, and what happens usually Friday night after davening is people come over and say good Shabbos. I shake their hands, and there was somebody who came, who was in line, and he came, and I gave him a warm good Shabbos, and I didn't recognize him. I asked him if he's a guest in town, and he says yes. He says he's a guest. He says I was here 10 years ago. But he says, Rabbi Hapfer, I want to tell you something. You gave me such a warm Shalom Aleichem last time. It's 10 years later, and I never forgot it. Now, I'm not talking about myself. What I'm just mean to say is that people thirst for warmth, and people thirst for acknowledgement, and you know, people want such a thing, and how much it means. And somebody comes and he says, "I haven't forgot that in 10 years. Look what you can do with a warm greeting and a warm word and an encouraging word." The Rambam teaches, V'yohavto l'reacha kamoicha, which is something that is hard to understand. How could the Torah legislate love? Love somebody. So the Rambam is troubled by that, and Rambam teaches, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, show acts and kindness and love to somebody else like you would like it to be done to you. V'yahavta l'reacha, show acts of love to somebody else like you would like those acts of love to be done to you. And the Rambam cites an example. He says, give an encouraging word, a compliment to somebody else, just like you would like a compliment. So I'm just giving you an example. Somebody who's usually not used to speaking. I'm not saying if somebody's used to speaking, it's not the same, but especially if somebody is not used to speaking, and he got up and he spoke by Yeshiva Brachas to the, you know, to the chosen, to the kali, a friend of the father or whoever it is, and he gets up and he speaks by the Sheva Brachas. You know how long he's worked on it, because he's not a speaker, he never speaks in public, and here he got up and he spoke, and he finishes, and everybody keeps quiet. They go on with life. Versus if you go and you tell him, oh boy, that was a beautiful Dvar Torah that you said, a beautiful speech that you gave. You know what it means to somebody? You know, I'm worth something, it means something, and it doesn't cost too much to give a compliment like that. And so words are precious, and words can be hurtful, and words can be damaging, and words, on the other hand, can be so effective and beautiful. So let us use it the right way. Everybody have a good night, and if you could just introduce yourself at the start of the week and maybe just say hello, I'd appreciate it.
Hello, Rebbe. It's David Barer. Thank you so much.
A little louder, please.
It's David Barer. Please have a good night. Thank you so much.
Good evening. Thank you.
Elliot Gutman, wishing you a good evening, Yaakov.
Thank you, Elliot. Joe
Wiedeker, wishing you a good evening.
Good evening, Judah.
Akiva Trout wishes the Rebbe a good evening.
Thank you. Have a good evening, Akiva.
Gershon Flam. Thank you, Rebbe.
Good evening, Gershon. Reb Gershon.
Mordechai Golian. Thank you much for Rebbe.
Have a good evening, Reb Mordechai.
Thank you.
Yosef Trout wishes the Rebbe
I'm sorry, say that a little louder.
Yosef Trout wishes the Rebbe good evening.
Yes, now, Yosef, have a good evening. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bernie Steinharder.
Good evening, Reb Bernie.
Good night. Reverend. Yes.
Baruch Lev, good evening.
I'm sorry?
Baruch Lev, good evening.
Good evening, Reb Baruch.
Avraham Frank.
Good evening, Reb Avraham.
Thank you, Avraham.
Steve Pollack, thank you.
Who was that?
Steve Pollack.
What?
Steve Pollack.
Good evening, Reb Tzvi.
Thank you.
Chaim Rosen, have a good evening. Thank you.
Good evening, Reb Chaim.
Moti Sembrowski. Have a good evening.
Good evening, Reb Moti.